Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, D'Amico was on the coach's show, and Clint, this is a complete change, of course, on how he normally handles things. He talked about specifically, you know, the 24-hour rule. His entire time here, man, just flush it, win or lose, flush it. You know, let it go. He had a different feel when he spoke to the guys on the coach's show last night.
Oh, this is extremely tough, and I'm not letting this one go. This will be a week-long one that I make sure we all remember. And so, man, we gotta change. We gotta play better. Right. So this one is gonna sit with me all week until we get the opportunity to go out and compete again versus the Jaguars. So I want this to sit. I want this to sting all week for our guys, and I want everybody to feel. I know that's how I'm gonna be feeling all week until we're able to go and change it.
All right, he's still in there thinking about it. This is a change of how he normally does things and how he approaches the team. And Clint, As I said, I feel like we were on the same wavelength. Boy, you were talking a lot yesterday about some of the issues with this team. And many people have been talking about some of the issues with this team. And I would just say this, Clint. Generally, a lot of those issues you were talking about, which I'm sure you're about to share, you generally don't match that with, well, that's a team that's well-coached. You generally don't look at that and say, that squad there, that squad, they have, as you would say, the advantage with the polos on the sideline. And I think it's an uncomfortable conversation, but there is one there. Have we, and you can answer this, those of you on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 at Football Superfans. Have we jumped the gun on how good of a coach D'Amico Ryans is? Have we kind of moved a little quick on that with the success of last year?
Well, can I answer the first part of that question for the audio that you played right there, Ron?
You do whatever you want to do.
That would have been phenomenal week 7 when you messed the bed against the Green Bay Packers and won the turnover battle by 3 and still didn't win a football game.
It's just a little late.
Here's the deal, though, Tyler. Here's why it's not just about timing. It is. That's one of the layers. But the other layer is it took losing a football game, doing the same crap that you've been doing all year long, But the fact that it was Tennessee and it was a three-win football team or a two-win football team, whatever the hell they were, now it's going to stick with you.
Ooh.
Right? That to me, what that screamed, I immediately, when I heard that, and Tyler, I'll be honest with y'all, I did not hear that until right before we came on the air and Tyler played it for me. Right? The part of that pisses me off is when it happens against a team that has Super Bowl aspirations, that's one of the better football teams in football, it's, oh, we'll sweep it under the rug and we'll just move on. But when it happens to a team that's bottom of the barrel in your division,
things are fixable.
Now,
but you got no business having this happen to you.
Now it stings, Ron. The same crap that forced you to lose to the Tennessee Titans, now it stings and now it's going to stick with you and now you want the guys to remember it.
They're all right? Fixable.
I think it speaks volumes to the
it was happening in wins too, Clint.
But Ron, this is yes, these problems they have not gone away. But the thing is, like, this speaks volumes for kind of the expectations, like the true expectations. When it happens against a team, you're supposed to be a Super Bowl caliber football team, one of the best teams in the AFC, a team that is hot and coming for everybody's throat. And when it happens against one of the teams that's in the same class with you, it's no big deal. Let's just move on, as it's easy to just forget about it. But when it happens to a team that's supposed to be below you, now you want it to sting. I personally look at it as like, now we know what your expectations are. Your expectations were never to be equal to or better than the Green Bay Packers. Your expectations for this team were never to be a top three AFC football team and contend for a Super Bowl, right? If they were, you'd be just as mad then after week seven, after you pissed away a game to the Green Bay Packers. You'd have been just pissed off then as you are right now, week 12, after losing to a lowly Tennessee Titan team, right? But because that was a better football team, it was, oh, it's a long season. Everything's fixable. Like, I'm ready for this organization to be at a spot and for everybody's mind to be at a championship level. Like, when you play down to teams' opponents, when you piss games away, and when you got a chance to beat teams that are legit contenders for Super Bowls, that should hurt more than you pissing a game away week 12 against the Tennessee Titans. But because it's the Titans, because it's embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Because everybody on God's green earth knows that you shouldn't have done it. Now we want this thing to sting all of a sudden when you're 12 weeks into it. That, to me, it's a bad bar to set. It's a bad state. That didn't sit well with me.
That's
exactly what I wanted to hear after the Green Bay loss. It's exactly what I wanted to hear when you didn't play well in games. The Jets lost, right? That was a two-win football team. The Lions lost after you messed down your leg and lost that football game right there, right? Those are the things. So everybody out there, again, that always wants to talk about, hey, Clint, what do you want him to say? That is exactly what I wanted him to say the entire season when you didn't play up to snuff.
But with that, now that leads to the question and conversation: did we jump the gun? Did we jump the gun on kind of where we rated him as coach? I mean, there are things like he's a top 10 coach already. That was kind of the sentiment coming into this season, and just kind of what we're seeing: a team that is undisciplined, a team that makes similar mistakes 12 weeks into the season, a team that hurts itself, a team that loses games when other teams are working with you. As you just talked about, hey, we won the turnover battle by three and lost. We had a pick six and eight sacks and lost, right? You know, and two turnovers. I think it is a serious conversation and a real thing to kind of face with, whoa, maybe we need to kind of slow our thoughts down on what he is as a coach.
Yeah, no, look, because I think it's fair. I think it's very fair. I know me. I can only speak for myself. You know, I think I jumped the gun a little bit on D'Amico Ryans. I never thought that I'd be sitting here year two of D'Amico Ryans' tenure and we'd be talking about a team that is as undisciplined as there is in the NFL.
I love D'Amico.
We're talking about a team.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That loses to a two-win team because you have 9 penalties for 83 yards in the second half. You ran, you've got an offense that has several issues going on, but lacks physicality up front. Gets pushed around. I watched the tape drop Tuesday. I watched half the game. You're just getting pushed around up front. They did a better job. Just get pushed around. You're okay with just getting punked over and over and over again. Whether the guy makes a play or not, he's going to make you feel him, and you're just going to eat it. And that is a D'Amico Ryans football team.
God.
2 years running.
I can't believe that we're sitting here with it and talking about this football team not being able to go on two with a snap count in their own building. I can't believe that we're still talking about, a D'Amico Ryans team of guys that just, you know, the same thing that I highlighted with the Cowboys where you could, hey, you know, watch their $136 million corner Diggs, watch him quit on his play, watch him just have no physicality, watch him just eat this block, but yet he's where he's supposed to be. Watch how lazy he is chasing. Watch this guy, he's just lazy as hell chasing, he's quitting on plays, right? I watched the defense do that this week on multiple explosives.